What's going on, gamers? Welcome back to the Graveyard. I'm the Graveyard Gamer, and thank you for joining me for this week's episode of Graveyard Gaming. Now, today's episode, I want to talk about a new X-Men game, because as I was reading the last couple weeks of X-Men comic books, I got really stoked about the recent Hellfire Gala last week. It kind of hit me like, I've got an idea for a new X-Men game. And not only do I have an idea for one, I have an idea for three different ways they could take the story, and there's just the different possibilities you could get in each of those. But before we get to that, I want to give you an important update for the show. Moving forward, I'm going to be less strict on a release date for the show, and in fact, I'm not going to be doing the show the same way. And what I mean by that is, in the past, where for at least the last year, I've sat there and I have given you guys a topic or two, then I've given you guys maybe a news item and then a graveyard shift. I'm going to kind of move away from that. I want things to be a little bit more reactionary for myself. Instead of waiting an entire week to put something together and release on Fridays, I'm now going to record a little bit more live, like a little bit more in the moment. So that should mean that if a news item comes out about some new big game and it's exciting or something is unveiled, I want to kind of go ahead and I want to record an episode for you guys and put it out then, and it'll just really talk about that topic. Or should I be sitting around and think, you know what? I think I know my top 10 trophies or some kind of idea like that. I want to record that at that moment and put it out for you. Now you might be asking, well, what about a graveyard shift? Well, graveyard shifts are still going to happen. I'm just going to be putting those out probably on Fridays, and it's only going to happen when I feel like the last couple weeks have led to some major updates to talk about. Like if all I've been playing is Star Wars Jedi Survivor and I've just been on the first planet, just kind of exploring and stuff, I don't want to just do a graveyard shift just to talk about that. But say I've made some significant advancements in Star Wars, and I've started playing Like a Dragon Ancient again, and I've done some really cool stuff in that, or whatever it may be, and there's just something to really talk about, that's when you'll see that graveyard shift. So it might be 1 week, it might be 2 weeks, it might be a couple weeks, but just be on the lookout. And while I know it doesn't have that consistency, or doesn't have that, hey, every week I can count on a Friday episode of Graveyard Gamer, I think this way actually allows for a couple of things. One, I think it allows, again, for things to be more reactionary from me. When something drops on a Monday, I'm not waiting till Friday to release my thoughts on it. Or if I have an idea about something, or honestly, if I want to go back to Controversy Corner and something has really bugged me, I can kind of be more in that moment. I don't necessarily want to say that it's going to give you guys more content. I don't know that it means that I'm going to put out two or three episodes a week by chance. But I do think that when something comes out, it's going to be more almost passionate from me. Like it's something I've really thought about. I really want to speak to you guys out, and I'm focused on that as opposed to, well, how am I going to put this entire show together? So with that being said, again, just keep looking out there. Obviously, if you follow me on social media, I will post whenever I put a new episode out there. But that's just my big disclaimer this week, because I am going to talk about the X-Men game right now. So gamers, when it comes to the X-Men game idea, understand that I have three different versions of an X-Men game I'd like to see. And understand, I'm not going to get into gameplay mechanics and whatnot of how you would control and things like that. But I'm not really thinking of the X-Men Legends style gameplay. I am thinking team-based, but I'm also thinking more in line with what we played in the Guardians of the Galaxy game, where you'll control one person on the team. I'll let you pick that before you would actually start the mission, who you wanted to play as. I also think it'd be kind of interesting as you're walking around the quote-unquote hub worlds of the three storylines I'm talking about, if you got to create your own member. That's not a make or break, but especially for the one idea I have, I think it would be very vital, if you will. Now, the three storylines I have for you are the Krakoa era of X-Men, which is the current date, what they're going on, where they kind of have the X-Men island, or the mutant island, I should say, and the X-Men are just part of it. Then I also think they should have a Days of the Future Past would be a really cool storyline to adapt into a game. And then finally, the other idea that I have for a game is the Age of Apocalypse. Now, one of the big things that I think would play really well into these things is each of them have an event tied into it. Understand that I'm only asking for one of these games, but these are just the three different storylines I'd like to see adapted. Now, when I'm talking about they all kind of build towards an event in each one, when you look at the Krakoa era, they all kind of have the Hellfire Gala. And the Hellfire Gala is basically what sets up the next major storyline for the X-Men comics. So for example, we just had the recent Hellfire Gala, and man, if you don't know, it's been called the Red Wedding of the Marvel Universe, because wow, it was brutal. Now, here's the thing though, it sets up the Fall of X storyline. So if you're looking at it from a video game standpoint, you play through, for example, let's just say they start with the Fall of X, and you play through that storyline. Well, around the time it ties up, you would get to your next Hellfire Gala. Now, the thing that I think would be kind of really cool to do with the Krakoa era, if that is where when you're walking around Krakoa itself before you go on a mission, you'd be playing as your own created avatar that you could use on missions, or you could use any of the available mutants, right? One other thing I'd like to throw this out there, I want to see different mutants being an option. Number one, we're in a technology now that they can kind of create a ton of different people instead of just having like five or six. So let us get Kitty Pryde. Let us get Magic. Let us get these different characters we don't get a whole lot of play with. But anyway, as you're walking around, you're talking to people, you can accept side quests. Now, this would be kind of cool because maybe this would be some of those smaller missions that were a part of that era of Krakoa on X-Men, right? So, you know, the first Hellfire Gala and the next storyline. Or what about the one where they started the Avengers versus X-Men versus Eternals? Like, maybe you could go on a flashback mission that kind of dealt with that straight from the comic books. And the more you completed of that would be a percentage rate, right? Like, okay, this season, if you will, between Hellfire Galas, between the main missions and the side missions, you actually completed 85% before you moved on to the next Hellfire Gala. Plus, one of the cool things about the Krakoa era is the X-Men have a way to cheat death. And essentially what happens is Professor X keeps a scan of every mutant. He does a scan every so many hours so that if they should die, he can take the last scan of their memories and input it into the fresh body that what they call the Five can create. So that, for example, if Cyclops dies on a mission, he may not remember the last couple hours, but he'll wake up outside of this new body going, oh man, what just happened? I died, but he's back to normal. It's the same Cyclops. He's good to go. So if you make it through and you do, let's say, 85% of the side stuff before you go to that season's Hellfire Gala, and let's also say that you were only resurrected maybe five times, that would give you a percentage rate or a grade of maybe an A, right? That way, when you go to the Hellfire Gala and whatever they have happen, whatever major event they have happen, when you get done with it, you're more prepared for the next season. So maybe you've unlocked a character early. Maybe you have extra skill points to use. Or let's say you don't do any of the side stuff. And let's say you have a lot of deaths. Well, guess what? When you go to the Hellfire Club, when you come out of the Hellfire Gala, guess what? Maybe you're actually farther down. Maybe you actually lose health and you have to start off weaker. Maybe that character that you would have unlocked if you got an A rating or an S rating, maybe you have to now wait until further in the game to unlock them more naturally. Different things like that, a good and bad rating to kind of want you to explore more and do more in this game. Plus, I also think it'd be kind of cool to really use that resurrection as not just a feature of the game, but something that's going to impact it. Because, hey, the cool thing about video games is if you have a normal game and when your teammates die and you get to the next level, they're right back there. In this game, it would actually mean something. Right? Like, yeah, there's a mechanic in place for that that's straight from the comics, but it's going to cost you. I think that would be extremely interesting. I love the idea of doing it in seasons. I just think there could be a lot of fun with it. Now, when I talk about my game idea for Days of the Future Past, understand that is one of my favorite X-Men comic books. It's probably number two right behind Age of Apocalypse. But if you don't know, essentially, in the current day X-Men, now, of course, this was written in the 1980s, but I'm going to say current day, all of a sudden, Kitty Pryde is invaded, if you will, by a future version of herself. And as the X-Men are figuring out what's going on, she lets them know that she's from X amount of years in the future. And the future is a dystopian nightmare where the Sentinels are ruling and they've wiped out pretty much all of humanity. They've killed almost all the X-Men, all the mutants. And it's all because somebody in the past killed Senator Robert Kelly. And she has been sent back to kind of stop that assassination. Now, for me, while as great as that is and as much as I love that, I would actually adopt the storyline that they did. They kind of changed it up a little bit in the X-Men 92 series, and they had Bishop go back in time. Interesting side note, if you didn't know this and you're a comic book and all you really know Bishop from is the X-Men 92 series, he actually is not part of the Days of the Future Past storyline timeline. He's not. He's part of the Onslaught timeline because in Bishop's timeline, and this is what they kind of played into with the animated series, he only knows the Witness, which is Remy LeBeau, who is said to have been there at the death of the X-Men when they were betrayed by one of their own. Now, comic book-wise, it wasn't actually Gambit that did it. You'd find out years later it was Professor X when he became Onslaught, but that's neither here nor there. But I would adapt that, because I thought that 92 series did such a fantastic job with it that I would have Bishop come back. I would have Gambit being the one that is accused of killing Senator Kelly, and really it be Mystique. But this allows a really cool gameplay mechanic, because unlike the seasons of the Hellfire Gala, you are now dealing with two different storylines. And I would break this up where you have one chapter set in the present day and one chapter set in the future. And in the present day, you can't just get straight to Senator Kelly. You've got to figure out who is trying to kill him. Why does Bishop think Gambit is doing it? So that's going to lead you on multiple different missions, right? You're going to, one, have to investigate all the different anti-mutant people. You're going to have to also investigate the mutant people. Like, why would they go after this guy who hates mutants? Who is it? Now, eventually, you would obviously find out it's the Brotherhood, and you would have to get in place to stop it. But I think there could be a lot of side missions as well, as maybe they send off Gambit and Wolverine to investigate this group. Bishop is obviously trying to track down Gambit and keep an eye on him. Meanwhile, Rogue and Storm are going after the Mutant Liberation Front, whatever it may be. I think this could be a very interesting gameplay style. Now, when you go to the future, this could be interesting because this could be full of flashback missions to see how the X-Men survived. The few that are still surviving, what happened? We could see some great storylines where maybe we see how Professor X dies, or maybe how Magneto dies trying to protect the X-Men that are surviving and sacrificing himself. We could see how Wolverine is part of this resistance and how he has managed to survive so long and protect so many people. Meanwhile, in that comic book, what they're doing in the future is actually bringing it to Master Mold, the big giant Sentinel making Sentinel. They're trying to take them down. So we would actually play that part of the storyline out as well, as you're just a ragtag group of team trying to get to Master Mold. And if you don't know, it doesn't end too well. So if you've seen the X-Men Days of the Future Past movie, you get a very loose idea of it as well. Now, the third one is Age of Apocalypse. That is my favorite X-Men story. And this is what I think would be cool, is you would be broken down into different sections. Now, the first section would be Legion Quest. And if you don't know what Age of Apocalypse is, it's almost 30 years old at this point. Professor X's son, in the present day, decides the best way to get in good with his dad is to go back in time and kill Magneto, because if it wasn't for Magneto in his mind, Professor X's dream of a peaceful world would be happening. So he goes back in time before mutants are known, right? Professor X, Magneto, they haven't kind of shown themselves to the world. So he goes back, he starts attacking Magneto. Well, Professor X is there, and when Legion is about to kill Magneto with a psychic knife, wouldn't you know, Professor X jumps in the way and sacrifices himself. Apocalypse is kind of seeing all this plays out and realize, hey, this is decades earlier than expected. But it's time for the survival of the fittest. It's time for me to make my mark on the world. Now, in that comic book, once that happened, we just immediately flash forward to the present day, except for now, it's the Age of Apocalypse. Now, here's what was cool about this comic book, is every X book transformed. And there wasn't one like Age of Apocalypse 1, 2, 3, 4 to read. Like kind of how like Civil War, you get Civil War 1, 2, 3. That's not how this was. You had your intro book, you had the Legion Quest, then you had X-Men Alpha. Then what happened is, like, Wolverine, his story, his comic book became Weapon X. X-Factor became Factor X. Uncanny X-Men became Amazing X-Men. X-Force became Gambit and the Externals. Like, they all became new books for about four issues each. It was fantastic. And that's what I would have happen. You do the Legion Quest. You're going to be Bishop. You're going to be leading a team. You're going to fail. Then you're going to go into the X-Men Alpha mission. And at this point, it's that introductory. So you're going to be flashing between the different, if you will, comic books, the different main characters, to kind of get a feel of what they're doing in their storylines. Then, at that point, the world is going to open up for you. And you're going to have your choice of which, quote-unquote, comic book storyline are you going to play through. Are you going to play through Weapon X and see how Wolverine is with Jean Grey and how they're trying to stop the Sentinel strike in Europe? Are you going to play as Gambit in the Externals, as you're going in space to find out what this Imkron crystal is and what could it mean for stopping and saving the timeline? All of this fun stuff. And then when you're done with all of those comic books, right, then you would do X-Men Omega, where you bring the final battle to Apocalypse. Man, there's just so much good here. Plus, I'm a big fan of this, the flashback missions. Because like I said, in the comic books, we went from Professor X being killed to the quote-unquote present day of that timeline. So there's a lot of history you were only told about or implied. How cool would it be if you play through the Weapon X storyline with Wolverine? And understand, when I'm saying Weapon X, that's what he was called. It wasn't a reference to that program, right? But in that storyline, understand, he's missing one of his hands. Meanwhile, Cyclops is missing one of his eyes because Wolverine broke against the X-Men rules, went into Apocalypse's breeding camps, if you will, and saved Jean Grey, which led to a fight between him and Cyclops, and they both walked away with some major injuries. However, in my idea, what if doing this in these flashback missions, you play as Wolverine or Weapon X, and at the end of it, you have that fight with Cyclops, and you chop his eye out, right? Obviously, you're going to be injured, but you're going to see it from Wolverine's point of view. However, when you're playing the Factor X comic book, you're seeing maybe Cyclops isn't such a bad guy. However, that final boss is Weapon X, and he's ticked off. But you got to be the one to shoot off his hands. Like, I just think there could be so much potential to fill in some of these awesome storylines. Oh, man, I'm telling you, I am getting excited about it. And it sucks, because these are these hypothetical ideas that are never going to happen. But I just think the X-Men are ripe for an awesome adaptation. And I think these are the storylines that would really kind of entice people. Everybody knows Days of the Future Past. Everybody also kind of has heard or have some idea about Age of Apocalypse. It's extremely popular. And then the new era would just be great to bring in those comic book fans, or in a way bring video gamers to what's going on in the X-Men universe to maybe get them to go buy some comic books. Either way, guys, I would love to see any of these adaptations. But you know what? Here's what I'd like to see from you guys. I want to know what you would like to see made into an X-Men game. I would like to know mechanically how you would do it, and I would like to know your thoughts on my ideas. Let me know. TheGraveyardGamer@gmail.com. Find me on Instagram as TheGraveyardGamer, or find me on Twitter as TheGraveyardG. Till next time, I'll be creeping around the graveyard.